If you're ready to make informed social media decisions based on solid statistics instead of just posting and praying so that your content will help you reach your goals, all while being able to create that content faster than ever before, the Post and Profit course is perfect for you. Now, you don't just have to take my word for it. Those are real benefits my students have described after taking the course and implementing their strategies. They finally feel like they have solid strategies that will help them reach their big business goals and can even create content faster because they know exactly what their audience wants. And this is exactly what I was hoping for when I created this course for all of you. I want all teacher sellers to stop feeling like they're throwing spaghetti at the wall or wasting their time when it comes to creating their Instagram content. I wanted you all to know that there was a better way, and that better way starts with analyzing your data. The best part? You don't have to worry if you know enough about Instagram. Post and Profit will take you from Data 101 all the way to Strategy Master in just about 3 weeks. That's right. 3 weeks from now, you could have a data-driven strategy that will help you finally reach your business goals using Instagram. It's time to post and profit. We're continuing on with our Why Even Bother series this month. So today we're going to chat Facebook groups and why you should even bother creating one to help market your teacher author business. So teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials. We are talking all about the why behind creating and running a Facebook group for your teacher author business. And I want to jump in and say that Facebook has gotten a lot of bad rap, I feel like, over the last few years. People have been saying that Facebook's dead, Facebook groups are dead, and that's just not true. Facebook is still a very relevant platform for marketing your teaching resources, specifically Facebook groups. And here's why that is. There is a booming teacher community in Facebook groups. Let me throw some stats at you. I did a few quick searches on Facebook for groups related to education. The first one I just did was TPT. So these are things that you guys are probably a part of. And the first few groups that came up, they had 7,000, 5,000, 3,000 members. Those were just the first few of those groups. Then I searched just elementary teacher. There were lots of groups, and the first few that came up, get this, one group had 89,000 members, another 49,000 members, 16,000 members, and these were just in the few top results that I was looking at. And don't forget, I did not leave you out secondary teachers. I simply searched secondary teachers, and the first few groups that came up, 12K, 8K, 4K, okay, so teachers are in groups. And that was just the first few. There were so many that I could have scrolled through. And this is just so much proof that teachers are hanging out in Facebook groups. And even though there are a lot of teacher-based Facebook groups already, that doesn't mean that you can't grow yours significantly, because the majority of people are in more than one group. In fact, stats from the Search Engine Journal say that more than half of all Facebook users are in five or more groups. So there are definitely plenty of teachers to go around. There's no worry about saturation here when it comes to creating your own Facebook group. And plus, teachers are the kind of people who are consistently seeking out new information and resources and connection. And so that makes the setup of a Facebook group even more appealing to the teacher community. Plus, when it comes to building a social media community, You want to be where your people already are. And they are definitely on Facebook, and they are definitely in Facebook groups, contrary to what any other social media gurus might be saying. Going off of that, since teachers are already on Facebook and in Facebook groups, there's easier growth in Facebook groups. The community is already there, so it tends to be a little easier to grow your audience. So for example, I had a client come to me who started a Facebook group and they weren't sure if they were going to continue with it or not. And with some focused but not overwhelming effort, we've grown that Facebook group into over 5,000 active members. And now she's relaunching a course and she is so easily able to conduct all of her market research right within the group because we know that all the members are her target audience. It's really the gift that has kept on giving. Plus, unlike other social media platforms, you aren't the only one responsible for posting and putting out content. With good guidelines, you can have a thriving group where group members post frequently and really run the majority of conversations in those comments. And that connection is so beautiful to see. I mean, you could have 20 posts happen in your group a day or more, and you didn't even have to post. Like, things are happening, things are moving and grooving, and you didn't have to create all of that content. In fact, going back to my client's example, we typically post 3 to 4 times a week, and that's it. We monitor the conversations, we offer advice and resources when needed, but we aren't having to create a ton of content to help make the group grow.
Ready to take your Instagram to the next level, but maybe not so sure about where you should start? No worries. I've created a free resource just for you. The DIY Instagram Audit will help you tidy up your IG account so that it can reach its highest potential. Filled with checklists, tips, and brainstorming pages, the DIY Instagram Audit will help you take a deep dive into your current account so you can see what's working and what's not, allowing for you to easily make tweaks to your strategy to meet your goals. Once you've completed your audit and implemented the suggested changes, you will feel confident that you're on the right track with your Instagram account. You can grab this freebie right now in the show notes and get started today.
All right, let's jump back in and talk about one last reason why you should even bother with Facebook groups, and that is market research. We're always trying to figure out what teachers need from us in order to help them in the classroom, and Facebook groups offer a really unique opportunity for easy and effective market research. So the first thing is, for your group, you set up membership questions. If you're starting a group, please do not skip this part. You want to make sure that you vet the people coming in to your Facebook group so that you know that it is your target audience that is included, and you don't want like any spam going on. So setting up those membership questions are a great way to help you gather some market research. You can ask them how they found you. You could ask them why they're joining the group so that you can see what their pain points are from the get-go and what they're looking for right from when you let them enter your group. The second piece is that in Facebook groups, members post. So you're able to note the kind of help that they're looking for, what kind of support that they're needing, what things other people offer to them that they might have already tried. And you can note all of those things and use them to help write blog posts, create podcasts, create new resources that you know are actually going to help teachers because you see them asking for it in your group. And since you can easily see what teachers in your group need, you can share some of your paid resources with them in a timely way that's going to help increase conversion. So if you see
a really big conversation about how someone or several someones are looking for a social story about transitioning from home to school, and they can't seem to find exactly what they need. That is your cue. You can hop into that. You can gather a little more information about what they're looking for, and you can either say, hey, actually, I have something like that, and post it to the whole group and say, oh, I've noticed that everyone has been asking about social stories. Here's one that I think might be helpful for all of you. Or if you don't have something like that yet, you can put it on your list to create, and you can bring it back to the group when it is created, and you can get their thoughts and ideas on it. It's a really great way to introduce your resources to people and to also test out resources to see if they are going to work in the long run. So, in my opinion, Facebook groups are truly the hidden gem of social media marketing for teacher authors. They can yield so many results for your business, monetary and otherwise, without as much effort as some other platforms. You get to take advantage of a booming teacher community that already exists there. You can experience easier growth in some cases, and you have a treasure chest filled with market research at your fingertips. Plus, it's always so nice to get to connect with other teachers in your Facebook group. Facebook groups allow you to directly interact with people, know their actual names and not just their username, and can be a cup filler for you instead of just another to-do on your list. So, if you're intrigued by the idea of creating a Facebook group, or maybe you have one and are thinking about ways to take full advantage of it, I'd love to chat with you. A mini social media consult would be a great option for us to work through your ideas and make a solid plan for using Facebook groups in your marketing strategy. You can find all the info about these consults in the show description. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.